You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Big events for me over the weekend. My wife cut my hair.
Nice.
She's getting really shaggy. She did a great job at that. She's become quite good, I have to say. The movie night choice for Saturday night, introducing Zoe to films she may not have seen, starred your man, Jeremy, Jim Carrey.
Hey, you put Dumb and Dumber on?
Guess again.
The Majestic.
Guess again. One more.
Oh, Eternal Sunshine. That's his artsy-fartsy one.
His artsy-fartsy one, Eternal Sunshine, Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. It is, as Zoe described it afterwards, a mind bleep, you know?
Yeah, because it's a trippy movie.
It's very trippy, and it is definitely not for everyone. What a bunch of huge stars ended up in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Because besides Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet, you've got Mark Ruffalo. Who doesn't like Mark Ruffalo?
Oh, Nick Nack's got such a crush on that guy.
Everybody does. Ugh. He is...
He's the Hulk, right?
I never saw him in that, but he's in it. Kirsten Dunst is in it. And a couple other people you recognize when you see him. Anyway, that was the Saturday night movie. That was fun. And then... late afternoon, early evening, we did a Zoom for the first time since the pandemic began with my buddy Milo.
Hey, Milo!
And his wife. So the four of us got to catch up through Zoom. I have not seen my good friend Milo in 16 months.
Wow.
And yeah, I consider him probably my best friend, and haven't seen him in almost a year and a half.
How's he doing? Has he changed? Has he gotten different?
You know, that guy, he is like the ideal friend. He's just good people.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, sometimes I wonder, how did I get such a good person in my life? Like, how did I attract that? You know, because most of us have friends that were like,
calling.
Yeah, he is good people. Both he and his wife are good people. And I feel very fortunate. They were the first couple that I ever married.
That's right. That was years ago.
As an officiant. Yeah, that was 2007. So anyway, so that was great. And we realized that it's ridiculous. You know, we've texted, we've talked on the phone, but this is the first time we have done this. You know, the Zoom
thing. You kind of forget sometimes you got a picture. You got a picture
That's
with
right,
sound
Jared.
Now.
So that was probably the highlight of my weekend, nice, which will mean nothing to anybody else, but it was really good for us. So there's that. What'd you do?
Very, very busy weekend. I will say our little viewing pleasure happened on Friday night, something Nick Nack and I have not done in months. We actually sat down and binge watched about 5 episodes of Ted Lasso. She's already watched it, but she loved it so much. She's like, you have to sit down and watch this. So she rewatched it with me.
I'd watch it again.
Charming, charming show, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's just charming. That's the only way I can describe it.
Yep.
It's fun. It's delightful. So I've got a couple more episodes in that, but I know you've watched it, and I will echo what you have said. I highly recommend it. It's a great show. It's on Apple TV if you want to check that out.
One other show that I'll throw in real quick that some listeners told me about is the show called Hinterland, which is on Netflix. British, you know, mystery stuff.
Hello.
So good. I only watched one. And each episode is a standalone. So this was like 90 minutes. So I think they have 4 episodes in the first season and 5 in the second. Anyway, they're like an hour to an hour and a half. So they're standalone. It's not like you have to watch, six episodes to catch everything.
Yeah.
And we only watched the first one, but man, we really liked it. Very great, very good performances.
All right.
So anyway, back
check
to your weekend.
No, yeah, it's fine. Then what happened? Saturday night, I equated it to when Dorothy lands in Munchkin Land, that house slams down, you know, and she comes peeking out. We talked about that last week with something on the show. But we went out to our driveway because it was so nice out, sat down, and, you know, Nicole and I had a couple beers, and we're sitting there, and then here comes one neighbor, you know, and then two. Comes a couple more. They're all, you know, coming out, you know, squinting because of the sun.
Come out.
Everyone has their camping chairs. And then by Saturday night, we had a ring on our driveway of probably, I don't know how many people, but it was just kind of like, warm weather. We're all catching up. We haven't seen each other. We've all been pretty good.
That's
so
fun.
We hung out and did that. And that was a great time. And then Sunday was Easter, which was all family stuff. Hiding Easter eggs, eating ham, scalloped potatoes, frog-eyed salad. So good, Dom. So, so good.
With your mother?
With my mother. The ham came out really good. And then last night, I do have to tell you...
Did she take the ham bone back?
No, not this year. The ham was moist this year. She didn't have to take it back.
Okay.
And then last night, we sat on the couch because the Easter Bunny brought the kids the Jelly Belly Bean Boozled Challenge or something it's called.
What is that?
Anyway, it's a package full of jelly beans, and there's various colors in there, and the colors kind of sync up. Like, say you have a blue one. The blue one will either taste like stink bug or birthday cake. You got a white one that's, you know, mint or sour milk. There's other flavors in there like dog food and boogers and dead fish and things like that. So it's like a Russian roulette there with the jelly beans. So we sat around last night before the kids went to bed and got all jacked up on really, really nasty jelly beans. I'm going to post a video in a little bit. I posted a little one on Instagram last night. I got stuck with the dog food one, the dead fish, and boogers. You have never tasted something so foul in your life. These food scientists that came up with these flavors and the jelly beans are incredible.
They must have such a fun job, though.
The sour milk, like once you bite down on that, you want to immediately vomit. And I fought through it. Like I kept chewing and I swallowed them and I ate them.
They must have so much fun coming up with that stuff.
I did research. This was like the fifth edition, and there's four more before this of nasty flavors.
Oh, that's funny.
And you kind of wonder, like, how do they know what, you know, dog food tastes like or stink bug, you know, to
and
come up with
these? And how
do
they know what combination of chemicals will produce that
exactly.
taste?
Exactly.
Like the sour milk one. How do they know what chemicals to put in that will deliver that? Taste,
I know. It's
got to be a lot of trial
science,
and error.
Science, buddy. It's science.
It's got to be trial and error, and that is not the fun part of the job.
Just thinking about that one makes me want to... So gross. Anyway, so it was a fun weekend for me. It was really nice.
That's
really
great. Good. I love that.
Yep. Good times.
I bet the kids really like the jelly bean part, too.
They're living it up.
They're ready to go again tonight.
That's right.